Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks. And counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie. Oh,
which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Therapy Thursday is on right now. You got questions, we got answers. We hook you up with Meredith MD, with
yes.
Dr. Davi
he is here.
Orlando BGYN, your therapist extreme. So if you got a question, feel free to text us or you could call 888-429-0941. This first one actually is somebody who I guess has been listening this morning. They said, after hearing the baby daddy drama situation this morning, I want to ask, because I'm kind of talking to a girl that's on Instagram and we're setting up a date. So we're hoping it goes further, but she has four children. Mm. How do I avoid all this drama that I'm hearing? I'd love to hear your advice.
Yeah, you can't avoid it. I mean, there's going to be a potential drama with, depending on how many baby daddies that there are. I mean, there's four kids. There's drama all the time with at least one to two kids, you know?
Not really.
Prepare yourself.
I mean, if you walk into this with clear expectations and also explain to her, hey, you, matter of fact, you could even mention the fact that we talked about this. Hey, I heard these people going in, so make it all about them.
Right.
And don't make it about her kids. Because as soon as you say your kids, the conversation's going to get tight.
Switches.
And tense. Because mm-hmm. any baby mama has already got nerve ending damage with the fact that you're going to bring up her children.
Right.
She's not going to be prepared for that. But she is aware that it needs to be discussed. So why don't you just say, hey, I was listening on the radio. How would you want me to handle this? Would it be weird if I brought your kids stuff? Do you want me to stay out of that until we figure out, you know, what, you know, how would you be comfortable with it?
Bring let up examples.
Let her make the example to you of what she's comfortable with.
There's obviously a lot going on here, and you're definitely have to weigh your options throughout everything. The only thing I could say is, regardless of what you do, take it slowly. Take it very, you have to, I'm not saying proceed with caution, but there's a lot in the mix and you don't want to be too much too soon in whichever direction you
there's
go.
There's potential for chaos.
It can't go bad.
Percentage
but,
there.
But if you st- but if you're asking now and you haven't even taken her out yet, you in a better position than just do. But don't be flexing too much, because four kids, you mess around to send them Uber Eats or something like that and start building that as a habit.
Expectations.
You're gonna
there,
go broke. So
sure.
You know, make sure you keep it straight.
We got one out, the 727. It says for the parents in the room, so I'll just read it and leave it for y'all. They want to mess with me. It says, I just found over $3,000 in my daughter's room. She's 17. I don't know where it came from. I've asked her multiple times, and she said it came from work she did online. Supposedly, she's running the social media pages for a few businesses. She is great with computers and always on the phone, but this seems sketchy. Do you think this is real?
I'm going to know exactly what's going on in my house and how you're making that much money. Now, if it's legit, I mean, within reason.
How old did she say she was?
17.
17. Boy, you better get on top of that and figure out what's going on inside of your house and how she's making so much money so fast. And how come you didn't know about this? There's a lot messed up here.
Yeah. Oh, man. My kid can't pop up with $3,000.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I get you might be out there hustling, but it also could be something bad.
It could be
drugs. It could be a sugar daddy. It could be some older man that's hooking you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many things that it can be. I think that we would need to have a conversation. And 17 is not exactly on your own. So you might want to just go ahead and take that money out of the room and say, you're going not getting this back until you tell me where it came from.
But she told her. She said she's working social
media.
I like the proof part, though.
Like,
yeah.
How many businesses?
What are they?
You
could be supportive if, you know, you condone what's going on, whether it be bad or good.
And it's my daughter. Just the way dudes are now, like, oh, I got you, bam, the bag. But
I would like to add this. She wouldn't be the only teen making money doing this. There
sure.
are teens that are working, doing a little side hustle for local businesses and even bigger brands like that. So is it too far-fetched?
That's legit, you mean?
She got some splaining to do, but yes. That is a legit business that people are in.
Sure.
And honestly, you're at the age where it's okay to, like, you know, maybe do a little snooping in the room. So if mom bump into $3,000, you might need to, like, overprove. If you're going to stay in this house, like Meredith said, you might need to overprove that this is legitimate.
Change the Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. You want to see a huge argument happen.
That'll be your test. Life-changing.
I locked your room, and you ain't got no Wi-Fi access.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you got rent. 888-429-0941. We got more next. 888-429-0941. You can holler at the freaks. It is Therapy Thursday. Dr. Davi, what you got?
I got a text about, I'll paraphrase it, but somebody's business is pushing back on them because they're not answering their emails on the weekends. And they want to know if this is something that they can get in trouble for, or if they clock out, are they done?
Okay, this is a good one for Orlando.
It's not a good one for me, because you know my answer. My answer is with email now. It's just like social media. You answer your social media at home. Mm-hmm. It's like you're always on your phone. I get that, you know, work is a clock in, clock out thing, but now the job calls for more. So when you don't have to always be on call, but the weekend is a Friday to a Monday. Mm-hmm. At some point in there, you should be looking at your email. Nah, Davi, don't look at that, because Davi never opens.
Never.
But we know to text you if we need to get a hold of you. We're not going to email you.
Mm-hmm. But if I work a 9 to 5 at 5:02, I'm not at work anymore.
Yeah, but I feel like he has a point. That's kind of like old school now.
That's old school. Like, I mean, that's like Flintstones 5 o'clock and Fred Flintstone sliding out. Jumping in the car, doing that. Yabba dabba do. Like, it don't end at 5 o'clock all the time now.
I guess
offices closed
on.
At 5:30. Then they moved to 6. Banks started closing at 7. You know what I'm saying? To be accessible to people. So not the traditional 9 to 5 went away. So I'm just saying, don't be so. A, assess how mad you need the job.
Right.
B, don't be an ass. If you got a good job and they asking you to do a little bit more for skin in the game, negotiate.
Especially if everybody else is doing the same thing.
But if there's this culture there that there's some accessibility, you have to rock with the culture that you've joined up with.
At what point are you being taken advantage of?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, all the time. But we've all been taken advantage of. That's how we got into the business that we're in.
As much as they can get away with, really. I mean, there's a bunch of lawsuits that are happening right now because people and all these jobs still expect you to answer emails and get back to bosses on the weekends and after, you know, you clock out. It just depends on the job, really.
I don't mind emails. I don't jump on them too fast. I read them and see if they need my immediate attention.
Right.
And when I got a downtime on the weekend, I'll address those like whimsical ones. But the ones that need me jumping on them, I have to. Mm-hmm. But that's in a part of my job description. If it's not in your job description, then you might, you know, just assess how bad you need.
Quick legal update out the 813. By law, if you if you're requiring an hourly employee to be available for work, you have to pay them. This does not apply to salaried employees.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's an hourly person, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Let's see here. It says Dr. Meredith. Yes. That is Meredith MD, by the way.
Yeah. Excuse you.
I've met a guy and found out that he is on OnlyFans, which I'm like, get your money, huh?
No, go ahead. I was just saying he's on OnlyFans.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said he is. I'm like, Davi, you know this dude? All right, it says, I met a guy and found out he's on OnlyFans, mm-hmm. which I'm like, get your money. But he's got guys paying to see him, too. Mm-hmm. Online is real different now, but is this a legit red flag? Is this the legit red flag it feels like?
I mean, I don't know how serious you want to take this relationship. If you just want to have fun, have a good time, and, you know, see how far the relationship can go just by having a good time, then go do your thing. But if this is already bothering you, then it's going to become a bigger issue once you catch feelings. And if you're starting to sleep with somebody, you know, there's the potential there that you're going to start caring for this person. And it wouldn't bother me if there was guys or girls tipping somebody on OnlyFans. That wouldn't bother me necessarily, but
that's the question, though. Like, I mean, she said, she or he, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It said, but is this the legit red flag it feels like? Is that a red flag for somebody's accepting tips? Mm-hmm. And you equate the same.
Sure.
You like, whether it's a male or a female, you don't mind.
That wouldn't bother me personally.
Free money.
Yeah,
I don't think
money is
she
money.
Thought thought this all the way through. When she said, go get your money, it wasn't go get your money with an asterisk next to it. It's
what
go get your
doing?
Money from whoever's going to pay you.
Right.
She could subscribe to his thing and see what he's doing.
Is he talking to these people more? Are they like having full-on conversations? Is he leading
Isn't
them
that
on?
Part of
OnlyFans,
go get
that's
your money?
What, that's what the whole thing about OnlyFans is. People out there earning.
You can.
So you
got
to talk to people. You got to like try and get them to pay. Ooh, baby.
As long as you're not meeting up with people, I think it should be go get your money.
Some women would have a problem, though. Like, what if he was leading other men on, like having a
just
online
like what,
relationship?
You leading
like
other women on, though. You in a relationship with him, you leading them on. You leading everybody
Some
on,
people
really.
Might have a problem with that, though.
Well, if you're okay with your partner doing OnlyFans,
yeah.
I think you should be okay with everything that comes with it. And as long as it's not physical.
Money's
and,
money.
And as long as you're not, you know, meeting people in real life, if you keep it on the app, it should be fair game.
So what if... And I mean, I'm just saying this because I like to be stupid. What if more money comes in from the guys?
It probably does.
You know what I'm saying? Because like a lot of buff dudes get more attention from guys that enjoy that
sure.
too. So, you know what I'm saying? Does that change? Does that change? The, you know, the scope of it? Because now it turns into a different kind of. Now you're like a cam girl almost. Like it's different.
Kind of.
It's kind. You
a
know,
little
you,
bit.
Your man is gone from ooh, my man on OnlyFans to. Yeah, he got an OnlyFans account. You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to be embarrassed about it now or in the future, I mean, you can't be with somebody like that. It's just how it's how it is.
Okay.
That's his audience. You know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he really can't control it. He, I don't, maybe the women weren't checking for him
you
like
that.
You know
what it is.
Money is money.
We
money
all know.
Is money. Money is money. I'm seeing that on the text right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Money is money.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not be mad.
I got one that just came in. My
we'll
wife.
Do one more.
My wife was going on a girls' trip and called me from the airport. All her girls were behind her saying how much fun they're going to have, but how much they're going to miss their men and that they're going to be safe and don't worry. They all said goodbye, and that's when she hung up the phone, or at least she thought. Then she said to her girls, oh, my God, I can't wait to lay by the pool, get drunk, and make out with all the pool boys. Then I said, excuse me, and I got super pissed off, and the girls all started making jokes and saying that she wasn't being serious, and then they got on the plane. I'm super heartbroken right now. I feel like our relationship is done. Can I proceed?
Might have been a joke.
I think it was a joke.
Might have been a joke. I don't think it's a joke, but I'm saying that just in case, it might have been a joke.
Yeah.
But it also might have been her getting too lippy mm-hmm. and telling too much. And
she still got on that plane.
I would have got on the plane and went down there. If you hear the person you love on the phone talking to other people and don't know you on the phone, supposedly, like mm-hmm. it could be a joke.
Yeah.
That's fine. And if it's a joke, I'll leave.
Yes.
But I will get a room, and we'll sit on my balcony and watch down at the pool. And if I see you making out with somebody, then it's on. And that's just – now I got to do that because you played this joke.
Wow.
Now, if it wasn't a joke, I'm going to find out. If it was, then all right, egg on my face, whatever. But you ain't going to be talking to other people telling them your plans. And I know, and I'm going to sit here and just be upset.
Okay, listen. In my opinion, don't pull up. Don't fly out.
Why we can't pull up?
Because think about how – if you trust your wife, think about how you and your boys talk. You and your boys, if there was a fly on the wall, I'm sure you say foul stuff all the time. I'm just saying, if the shoe was on the other foot, we would be like, yo, this lady is wilding out.
Just because you say something, I shouldn't take you seriously?
Right. If I say a joke, it was a joke. Yeah, are we going to go make out with the pool boys? Like, come on.
I don't know. It's kind of
if you trust her enough to go and have a girl's trip out there, one little sly comment shouldn't ruin all
a little dalliance.
And don't jump on a plane.
Listen, I'm
just going to get a hotel
please.
Right next to
you. Nothing wrong
Save your
with
pride.
Going to be, there's nothing wrong. As a person who has sat outside of a girl's house twice in my life, there's nothing wrong with pulling up on a plane. I'm just going to let you know.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.